versus your precious little ego. It's summertime, boys. And while you may be fine with walking around with what looks like a doormat on your back, think of the ladies for a change. The team at Georgetown Laser. Call them. 202-333-4445. Write it down, or you can get it from georgetownlaser.com. It's 202-333-4445. They have special rates for college students, and consultations are free. Come on. It's easy as the phone number. 202-333-4445.
Be sure to act now. Whether you're military, civil service, or just don't like neck hair, Georgetown Laser is now offering permanent neckline treatments for the cost of what you pay for haircuts in a year.
No Jeeps, no Jaguars, no Lincolns, no Land Rovers, no Pontiacs, no Porsches, no Saabs, no Saturns, no Volvos, no Volkswagens, no Suzukis, no Subarus, no Mazdas, no Mercuries, no Hondas, no Hummers, no Cadillacs, no Corollas, no Fords, no Ferraris, no Beamers, no Broncos. Mercedes. Just Mercedes. Drop by American Service Center today and see why there's never been a better time to own a brand new or previously owned Mercedes-Benz. You'll find us right where we've always been, on Glebe Road in Arlington, or on the web at justmercedes.com.
One of America's greatest hitmakers is back live, performing hit after hit. I want a new drug. In the news, in concert. This Thursday night at 8, Wolf Trap National Park for the Performing Arts presents Huey Lewis in the News.
Don't need money, don't take fame. That's the power of love.
Live.
This ain't a hotter rock and roll.
From the heartbeat of rock and roll to one night of a concert scene. Here comes Huey Lewis in the News.
Because I'm working for a lift. Let it go and start over.
This Thursday night at 8 at Wolf Trap. Special guest, Paul Thorne. For tickets, call tickets.com at 703-218-6500 or order online at wolftrap.org. Get ready for Huey Lewis in the News at Wolf Trap, where the arts come out to play.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My dad doesn't like my attitude. So Uncle Pussy said that I should come down here and talk to you. Because you're old and have wisdom and stuff.
Oh, his mother's another one. Well, what'd you do?
I took Mom's car out of the garage and it got wrecked.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What's the purpose?
Of what?
Being here on our planet.
Why does everything have to have a purpose? The world is a jungle. And if you want my advice, Anthony, don't expect happiness. You won't get it. People let you down. And I'm not naming any names. But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two hot and hairy bear studs. Don and Mike.
Right, right, right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. From 2 to 3 p.m. right here on Washington, D.C.'s true alternative radio station, 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger. Ardinger here. Hope you had a great weekend. I forgot to mention, but I believe there's a new secret sound today, so you want to listen to Don and Mike coming up live at 3 just for that. Let's get back into the best of. It's the Joe Show on the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
We have the world's oldest phone screener, our man Joe Ardinger.
And we have detected a lot of love in our listening audience for Joe today.
Yeah. Now, we have a list of names for your show. I came up with one that I think is killer. Mike has one that I think is killer.
We were all throwing them out during the break. I wrote them all down.
All right, let's hear the ones that we have.
It's All About Joe.
Yeah.
Life with Joey.
Right.
The Joe Show.
Right.
Joe Show is the one I wanted.
Is that the...
Hey!
All right. And then Don's TRJ. Total Request Joe.
I like that one.
Who Wants to Be a Joe? The Weakest Joe. And my favorite that I came up with, Jeopardy. Dr. Joe. And Joe Factor.
All right, so out of all of those, which do you like?
Ah, the Joe Show.
The Joe Show. The Joe
Keep
Show.
It simple.
A nice
stupid.
Ring.
Joe Show, everybody.
Very
good.
Buzz, if you wouldn't mind being the announcer.
All right.
It's current events. It's phone chat. It's.
How am I going to take calls? Because I'm not near a bank.
You know what? I'm your engineer.
All right.
So what you do is just point to me.
Okay.
Say which line you want to go to.
Okay.
And let her rip.
And now, live from our studios in Washington, it's the Joe Show.
Hey, everybody. How's it going on? Joe Artinger with you. My engineer's playing the Stones. I was at the Stones concert Friday night. Why don't you give me a call and let me know if you were there. Let me know what your favorite part of the show was. You know, I actually ended up dancing with our office manager at the Stones concert as I staggered down one of the aisles. I ran into Miss Bobby. And thank you, Rob. Rob's our other engineer in the studio today. Ended up dancing a storm with her and drinking some beers. But anyway, give us a call if you're at the Stones concert. Let me know what your favorite part was. Let me know, since it's a nationwide show, if you're going to see them in other parts of the country, and whether it's a stadium show or an arena show. You know, my favorite part had to be when they blew off the confetti bombs and confetti filled the entire FedEx field. Other than that, I can't really remember a whole lot more, other than the 40-foot video screen. And it is the Joe Show. I guess I got to keep things going. This is harder than it sounds like when you're on the radio, but a couple of observations I've made lately. And I want to always ask a radio audience this. Are you the kind of person that carries around a bag for your dog when you take him for a walk? I'm not. I won't carry my dog's even if you pay me to. In fact, I was talking to my neighbor the other day, and we had like a 15-minute conversation on the sidewalk, and I tried to be polite and ignore the fact that he was holding a bag of just the casual observation. I wonder if he'd be polite enough not to bring it up. Are we ready to go to the phones? Got some callers? All right, let's go. What do I see over there? I got Ryan wants to talk about guitars. Good enough for me.
Yo, Joe, what's up?
What's up, Ryan?
Let's talk about guitars, man.
All right, man. What are you playing currently?
Oh, I've got Telecasters, Joe.
So do I.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that on your website for your band.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, SomeCrummyBand.com. That band hasn't played in 6 months.
Hey, what do you string those bad boys up with?
No, usually mediums.
Yeah, I mean, you don't use those girly strings, right?
No, I usually start with about an 11 or 12 and work my way up from there.
That's the way to do it, because, you know, hey, did you know Keith Richards? He used to not use 6 strings on his guitar.
5 strings, and he also used to string them up with the high ends of 12-string guitars.
That is...
To give it that real jangly sound like on Street Fighting Man.
That's right.
That's
called a Nashville tuning.
There you go. How many guitars do you own?
Oh, I own about 6.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
I think I only have 3 currently.
Yeah,
all right, Ryan. Thanks for the call. I'm going to move on.
Oh, Joe, I loved your bit, man.
Thanks, man.
I loved your bit.
Thank you. Now let's go to Nicholas. He wants to talk about the economy.
Mr. Artinger.
Nicholas.
I wanted to ask you, with today's economic insecurity, what your advice would be to secure future earnings with limited risk and investment.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's dissect this for a moment. Today's economy, you're talking to somebody with less than $1,000 in the bank, so quite honestly, I don't care about the economy. I don't even vote. I quit voting a long time ago. You know why? Because those people don't have your best interests in mind.
Joe has to break in. This is Lewis. Lewis.
DNMshow.com.
Well, thanks for the call, Nick.
Evil Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. A little sneaking.
Hey, I'm scared.
I'm not here. I'm not here. I just recognize the voice.
Right. Very good.
So I got it right here on my little Jennifer Aniston picture. No more Lewis.
There you go.
Good call.
There.
You keep it there to remind yourself.
Now, it should be. Buzz.
And now, back to the Joe Show.
Ah, more Rolling Stones. Tumbling Dice, they played this Friday night at FedEx Field. I loved it. This is about the 4th song in the set when they started to light up the stage a lot. Anyway, it's the Joe Show on 106.7 WJFK, broadcast nationwide on the Westwood One Radio Network. Let's go to line 6 there and see what Steve's got for me. Steve.
Yes.
You got it all queued up?
Yeah, hang on to your hats here.
All right,
Okay, here you go.
I better put on a hat. I forgot to put on a hat.
Busboy agent,
over the years, artists learned that when it comes to videos, it really pays off.
That's great, man. What were they talking about?
It was a booty special on VH1.
Ah, booty.
Yeah,
booty
sweet.
Call. All right, well, thanks, Steve.
You bet.
Let's go to Jeff. It says I make him happy. Jeff.
Joe.
You're on the Joe Show. What's up?
Hey, man. You inspire me, man.
How do I inspire you?
That whole bit.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Maximizing my pleasure.
Oh, I see. You got the video series, then?
No, just the bit itself.
Oh, the bit itself did.
I'm not going to buy it. I don't have any money.
Did you get the idea behind the bit, though?
Yeah, I maximize.
Well, I mean, it's also kind of like those cheesy workout videos you see on TV all the time.
Yeah, those work for me, too.
I see. All right, Jeff.
Keep up the good work.
All right, remember, don't carry.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Let's go to Mike on three there.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man. I was just curious to know that how you feel about getting a shot, man. Everybody deserves a shot. Just like Ramsey with the Skins, man. You get your shot, you got to take it.
Oh, I've got no problem with it. In fact, I wouldn't mind having an hour a week. But I know that'll never happen.
Well, man, stick with it, you might get it.
All the phones have just gone dead. I'm afraid you're going to have to do the show. Sans callers.
Sans. All right. All by myself?
You're listening to The Joe Show.
All right. Thank you, Buzz Burbank. Radio's Buzz Burbank. Well, I guess I'd go ahead and look at the newspaper, do a little show prep. Oh, I see here in USA Today Life section, Bono to be honored for his good works. Rock superstar and global activist Bono will be honored as 2003's Person of the Year at the Music Cares Benefit February 21 in New York. Now, what is the Music Cares Benefit? How many benefits do we need? I don't really think we need that many benefits. I think we could do fine with just the Grammys and the Emmys.
Stop! Stop! I can't do it anymore. Stop, please.
The problem was when he was taking phone calls.
Right.
That he's looking on the screen, he has the advantage of looking on the screen and saying, oh, here's someone who wants to be nice to me. Here's someone who wants to be nice to me.
Right.
Here's someone who wants to discuss whatever.
Well, that's what it's for.
Yeah, that's not all the, but you're not working on the same.
I mean, I don't get to use the same tools as you.
But how often do I actually go by that? You know what I do, Joe? Right now, take these calls here.
Okay, fine.
Take on-screen calls.
Put them up.
That's how you do it.
But the callers have been squirrely today, but I talk to them every day anyway.
Buzz Burbank. Welcome back to The Joe Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to The Joe Show. 106.7 WJFK and broadcast nationally on the Westwood One Radio Network. We're going to go to some calls. Let's just punch them up. Hey, this is The Joe Show. Who's this?
Joe, this is William Haven. I just want to give you some words of encouragement.
Well, thank you, William. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell you to seize the day, brother. Carpe diem.
All right.
Take care, man.
That's Latin for seize the day. Hey,
why he said it first.
Hey, you're on the Joe Show. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. What can I do for you?
I wanted to talk about what he was saying about cleaning up after your dog. I had some issues with that.
You have issues with that?
Yeah. I think it's important to. Well, I think when you don't clean up after your dog, you're not a responsible pet owner. I think that's that's when non-pet owners...
Call AM, sir. Call an AM station.
Hey, you're on the Joe Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's
I
up?
Have a 89 Honda. It's can I speak with Joe?
Yeah, that's me.
Joe, I got an 89 Honda. Speaking of tapping noise as I'm driving down the road, and I'm wondering, could you help me with that? I took it to a dealer. I think he might have tried to rip me off because he was telling me it might have been the shaft converter.
Well, I don't know if I can help you. I mean, you're telling me what the problem is.
Well,
but as far as me helping you, you'll have to listen to what I say.
Look, he's doing goss.
Look how funny he is.
I know.
Just look at him when he's really trying to goss.
Hey, you're on the Joe Show. What's going on? What's your name?
Hey, it is Anthony.
Anthony, what's up?
What's up, man? Can I speak to Joe?
Yeah, you're talking to me.
Hey, what's up, man? I got a word of encouragement for you.
All right, Anthony. Hey, you're on the Joe Show. Who's this? Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead and fill little Joe.
Oh, boy. Hey, here we go. Tabloids talk up a storm between Regis and Kelly Ripa. I don't know if this is true. Maybe you can call in and tell me what you think, but Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa may seem friendly on the air, but their off-air relationship is chilly. I wonder how that could be. I mean, he's only 71 and she's only 32. I don't suppose there's too much of a generational gap there.
You can give anything away?
Sure, I can give something away.
Here you go, Joe.
What do we got?
Got a prize.
I need some trivia. Let me see. Stones trivia.
Stones.
Yeah. I'll make it really easy.
Okay. Joe?
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Joe?
What's your name?
Hey,
calling from Sacramento?
Yeah, Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to Universe Hammond?
Yes?
It's going to get deleted out.
Oh, that's true. Oh, well, thanks for the call. Turn up your radio.
Okay, can you hear me now?
See you next
time.
Yeah, Mike's got the white flag out.
That's all the time we have for now.
Ain't so easy when the calls are unscreened, is it, Joe?
I never said it was.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Believe me, I know why you guys make the big bucks. It's not easy.
Let's hear it for Joe Arninger. Joe, you dove in. You did come in here.
Yeah. You tried.
You credit for that.
You tried.
You
did.
Yeah. And you rose to the occasion.
Oh, it was sort of enjoyable. But I mean, when you don't have any callers and you have to pad, that's...
You are Joe, but you did it. You did it, Joe.
All right, Joe. Now, do you want to give away a prize?
Yeah, let's give away some of this.
Right, here we go.
Hey, your name. What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Jim.
I've got a question about a 91 F3, 150,
just,
I'm sorry.
Just barrel through. Give him the prize.
Hey, Jim.
One Windsor.
Hey, Jim, you've used the secret word, and you've won Viramax. You have won a year's supply of Viramax for men and women. Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Viramax is available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere, or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX because you used the secret word today. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the word was, but next time somebody uses the secret word, they'll win a prize, too.
How
Thanks
about
for calling.
That?
Hold, please, okay?
Thank you.
And I'll run in the back room and get your information.
There you go.
Thanks, Joe. Way to go, Joe.
Wow. God, you're so stupid.
All right,
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Get out of here.
Joe.
There you go.
The experiment's over.
Thanks for listening to The Joe Show. What will be on Joe's mind tomorrow? Tune in again on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Not tomorrow, I don't think.
Joe'll be saving those tapes. That's the funny thing about that. He will save those tapes.
Jesus Christ.
The writing is delicious.
And broke the F-bomb twice during that little segment there.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's a shock jock. He really is.
See, at first he had a stacked deck.
Right.
And they were all of his doobie friends.
Yeah. We did get the doobies. I mean, they were calling fast and furious.
Yeah, Joe, you're great, Mon.
Absolutely.
Your show's great. They almost signed the station off automatically. When Joe started talking to that guy about Keith Richards and the amount of guitar strings that they use.
The guitar string was my least favorite of the entire segment. That is when I began to drift off right away early on. And
Joe is an amazing up-and-coming talent.
He's so stream of consciousness. I mean, the mind is so active, and he's got a direct pipeline to you, the listening audience. He can really feel your pulse. I mean, that guitar string call proved that.
Now,
Don, Joe is now... He's now. Wow, it's Joe. Joe Pretty. Fantastic. What a day of sketches.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Ron and Fez Show.
On 106.7 WJFK.
Whoa, what's that on your forehead?
A hunger patch.
What's it for?
I never...